Jennifer Thomas is a self-employed 36-year-old Black woman. In her audio diary for KOSU, she discusses her fears and thankfulness for those around her while waiting for the results from her COVID-19 test she had on June 26th.
My name is Jennifer Thomas. I was born and raised in Detroit, Michigan, and I've been living in Tulsa, Oklahoma for the past 12 years. The last time I cried was yesterday. I was feeling overwhelmed by just a huge outpouring of love and support from my family. And I didn't pronounce that incorrectly. I meant my friend family. I just posted a small little needing to be cheered up, needing some encouragement post on Facebook. And that's because I had recently gotten tested for COVID-19 and I was terrified. I don't know what the results are. I don't have insurance and I'm not really sure what will happen if I test positive. I haven't gotten the results back yet, but I think about everything and then I overthink and then I just trick myself into thinking the worst and having the worst outcome. I got such an outpouring of love from people that it made me think back in the early days after my mom passed away, how I was so completely distraught and wondering who would care for me. And I know that's such a selfish thought, but I really hadn't thought about who would care for me and my well-being because my mom did that. My mom was my sole provider. She was the main provider for our whole household, and she looked after me and she made sure that my everything was completely well and intact. I'm hoping that our leadership does have a more forward-thinking action plan as far as going forward, because these cases are not going down. They're increasing, and even if it's just a minuscule jump in how many cases that we have in Oklahoma, specifically Tulsa, that doesn't mean that we won't have a lot of cases or that we don't already have a lot of cases. I know there are a lot of people who want to get tested and are afraid to get tested and have, you know, said they've had symptoms worse than the symptoms that I have, and they've still refused to go get tested. Even when I went to go get tested, there weren't that many people in line as opposed to these other sites in other cities that are just completely overwhelmed with people coming in to get tested. And we really need to start taking it more seriously. That's why I went ahead and got tested. I wasn't going to because I was terrified, because I'm terrified if I do get a positive outcome. But I really understand the necessity to know, you know, what's going on with my body. And if I am, then I mean, it's honestly going to be almost like a fallout because I've been around so many people. Every once in a while, I have that longing for my mom, for her touch, for her hug, but I feel like she has somehow endowed the people who are around me with that same love that she had for me to give me exactly what I need and exactly what I'm missing during this time.
This audio diary was produced by KOSU's Kately Mills as part of the America Amplified Initiative, a national public media collaboration focused on community engagement reporting.